in the darkest shadows and in the most ordinary places. These are the true stories of the innocent and the unimaginable. Latin guitarist Eddie Benitez moves out west, hoping to resurrect his music career. But his optimism soon fades as his new life is shattered by the vicious attacks of a deadly force. Now, he must confront his ultimate fears to protect his family from the evil that is determined to destroy them all. Between the world we see and the things we fear, there are doors. When they are opened, nightmares become reality. There are those who walk this earth that possess the ability to see the dead amongst the living. For many, this special gift gives hope of life after death. But the spirit world can be deadly, creating a living nightmare for those who can never escape. The year is 1976. Carmen Benitez and her son Eddie enjoy a beautiful day in Brooklyn. The ranting of a madman suddenly shatters the afternoon calm.
This man was very hostile, physically violent with other people around them.
Go in the house. Go in the house.
I knew that there was something wrong with him beyond the human norm.
Carmen is known throughout the neighborhood as a spiritual healer. Please
help me. Everybody would go to my mother for some type of help.
I don't know what's wrong.
But Eddie is shocked. He never fully realized the strength of his mother's gift.
To see a woman have control over this man was an amazement in itself.
Señora Carmen, por favor. I think our friend's been possessed by a demon.
You gotta help us out. He ain't got nowhere to go.
Carmen orders them to bring the possessed man inside her home. Using holy water, Carmen prepares to perform an exorcism. This ritual originated in Puerto Rico and has been passed down through many generations of her family.
Padre nuestro que estás en los cielos, santificado sea tu nombre.
As she repeats the Lord's Prayer, Carmen places the man's hands over a goblet of water, which weakens the evil spirit and prevents its escape from the man's body.
Quickly, and you place that glass of water now. Nos perdona nuestras ofensas, como así nosotros perdonamos a quien nos ofende.
To complete the exorcism, she holds a glass of water and plate over the man's head. Then she taps the glass three times and expels the demonic spirit from the man's body, trapping it between the plate and glass of water.
You could see that there was an immediate change, not only in the way he looked physically, but in everything else in the room. You could feel it.
Gracias, señor.
After viewing what my mother did, that led me to ask a lot of questions about my mother, the power she possessed, and who gave her that power.
Mm-hmm. Eddie is considered a musical prodigy and already has made a name for himself as one of the industry's hottest Latin jazz guitarists.
When I was 14, I was signed to a record deal by one of the largest Latin labels in the world. My first album, Nightlife, was out and became gold.
Fantastic, Eddie. That was great. It's a wrap.
So what'd you think so far?
About what?
The album.
Look, it sounds great. You're doing fantastic. Don't worry about that. Can you come by tomorrow and cut some more tracks with me?
Yeah, absolutely. Right after school.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Ryan, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Straight home, okay? No stops anywhere else, all right?
Got it.
Hey, you have a great day, man.
See ya. You take care.
Thanks.
All right.
Where are you going?
Brooklyn, 128 Hayslip.
You got it.
Brooklyn's that way. Hey, Manny, where are you going? Hey, why are we stopping, man? Hey, he said no stops. I'm talking to you, man. Why are we stopping?
Eddie tries to explain what just happened.
You could see the transformation in this man. He took on this appearance of evil.
It's okay, Eddie. Oh, Eddie.
Carmen believes that he was confronted by a demon for the first time.
Siéntate, okay? I need to talk to you.
She tells Eddie that he has the ability to interact with the spirit world.
You have a special gift.
A gift that runs in their family.
Into the spirit.
For the rest of his life, Eddie will have encounters with the supernatural, but that there is no reason to be afraid.
The spirit world is just part of life. The dead cannot harm you.
Although he is uncertain of his newfound gift, Eddie finds comfort in his mother's words.
The moment had a big impact on me because it started what I call my search for the truth. Seeking more about religion and understanding the spirit world.
And over the years, Eddie eventually accepts this ability as a part of his life. In the 1970s, Eddie tours the world, playing with some of the biggest names in music.
I've toured with Tito Puente, Larry Harlow, Mongo Santamaria, Barry White, George Benson, you name it.
At the age of 23, Eddie takes a break from the music scene. He gets married, goes to college, and starts a family of his own. In 2003, Eddie returns to the stage, playing a private concert for 200 of his closest fans. He is ready to relaunch his solo career.
Before, I was more commercial, and now my music has matured a lot. I made it more spiritual because of a lot of the things that have happened in my life.
Always there to support him are his wife, Myrna, and son, Eddie Jr.
Being married for so many years, it's been quite exciting. You meet a lot of different interesting people in the music world.
Me and my dad are really close. You'd say we're like brothers. We've always been a close, tight-knit family.
In 2004, Eddie's beloved mother passes away. Nearly a year later, he and his family decide to leave New York and start a new life elsewhere.
We figured Arizona would be a nice spot because it's close to California, close to Vegas, where I could still be able to do my thing in the music industry.
I'm really going to miss this place.
You okay, Dad?
Oh, yeah.
Well, guys, I think that's everything. We are ready to go.
Ready, huh?
Yes. But I've made some lunch if you'd like to come in. Do you want to grab some lunch
food,
first?
Food. Let's start with that.
Let's go.
Eddie is suddenly reminded of his unique gift. Later, the Benitez family arrives at their new home in Tempe, Arizona.
How you doing?
This is
baby. Oh.
Although they are miles away from New York, they welcome this new phase in their lives.
We just love the house. We were like, this is a fabulous place to be at.
We were happy. We were content. Everything was there that we needed. And we would be even more united as a family.
It was a house that we would be able to stay in for a very long time.
Weeks after they move in, Eddie begins working on his new album. He prefers to record late at night when the house is quiet and there are fewer distractions.
Mirna! Eddie!
Being from New York, you start to speculate maybe an intruder.
Eddie finds no sign of a break-in.
There was nobody around.
Over the next month, while Eddie works on his album, the rest of the family settle into their new lives. Myrna gets a job as an elementary school teacher.
Well, well, well. Buenos dias.
Yes.
How's it coming?
What?
The album. How's it coming?
It's coming.
Yes, I know. You kept me up all night.
Well, I was working very hard all night long.
I'm very glad.
Eddie Jr. also finds work as a manager at a large drugstore chain.
Help yourself, honey.
Oh, no, sir.
Where are you going?
Off to work. With a bowl? Oh, yeah, that reminds me. I met some friends at the gym, so we're going to go play basketball after work. Have a good day.
Okay, yo. Buena suerte, chico. He says so. He looks happy.
Yes, he does.
That night.
Feel my heart just beating out of my chest. It felt like I was having a heart attack.
Eddie? Eddie, what's wrong?
My chest.
What?
I can't breathe. My chest. I can't
What? Oh. Calm it down. Calm down.
Eddie,
I can't breathe.
Eddie,
look at me.
It's my son. I don't know what's wrong with him. Can you please hurry and come? Thank you.
Doctors run a series of tests on Eddie Jr.
Well, I've gone over his chart. Blood pressure's fine. His heart's fine. Looks like he probably just had a panic attack.
Panic attack?
I've never had any problems health-wise. Just didn't make sense at all.
Yeah, he's normally calm and relaxed. That can't be right.
Well, you know, it could be anything. It could be the stress of the move. It could be a new job. Anything to set off a panic attack. Look, I'm going to write your prescription for a mild sedative. I think it'll help calm you down if you have any of these attacks in the future, okay?
The doctor told me that there doesn't seem to be anything medically wrong with him.
Oh, by the way, when you experience one of these anxiety attacks, like, think about writing it down in a journal. Try to think of what's on your mind, what's going on. Just keep a record of what happened. Gracias. Give us a call if you have any problems.
Panic attack.
Over the next month, Eddie Jr. continues to suffer from these inexplicable attacks. His doctors are baffled, unable to remedy his mysterious condition.
There had to be something causing this, and it's just very frustrating not knowing what to do about it or not having some kind of answer for it.
Eddie Jr.'s health continues to rapidly deteriorate.
It just physically beat me down. I wasn't able to work. I wasn't able to leave the house.
Eddie?
Eddie Jr. would basically lock himself in the room and just keep to himself. He didn't want to talk to anyone.
You just shut those curtains and get out of here!
It was very hard seeing him seclude himself.
Eddie, come on, please. You've been in your room for days.
Get out of my room!
Don't you ever talk to your mother like that again.
Please.
He wasn't himself, like there was somebody else in his body.
You don't look so good. You're really pale, and you need some fresh air.
Just get the hell out of my room and don't bother me again!
One night, Eddie prepares a special dinner for his family, hoping to distract them from the problem at hand.
Under the doctor's advice, I started keeping a journal and just writing down the thoughts that was going through my head or whatever I was feeling or whatever happened to me that day.
Eddie Jr. hopes that it will help end these attacks. Eddie is stunned. He is beginning to believe that they are not alone in the house.
At this point, I'm realizing that it's paranormal what's going on.
Journal and I must have blacked out or something. The next thing I know, Rick.
I didn't know what to think or what to make of it. I just was baffled.
It was all over the pages. It's not even my handwriting.
What's running through my mind is that there's an entity or a spirit who's around who is being harmful.
Eddie suspects that it could be the cause of his son's mysterious condition. He now wonders if anybody else who has lived in the home has been affected by this presence. Eddie invites his neighbor over and hopes that he can tell him anything about the previous owners.
Good.
Good, good. Hey, I see you getting some work done to the house.
We've been having some issues with the house. Minor stuff.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear about that. Anything I can do to help?
Oh, you know, do you know how to get in contact with the previous owners? You know, maybe they can help us fix whatever is wrong with the house.
I don't think that's gonna work there, partner. You know, the guy that used to live here, he's dead. The rumor is that he killed himself.
The hairs on my arms and my back just started standing up, and I knew that there was something more to this.
Oh, listen, I gotta take this call. Listen, you're in luck. The guy that used to live here, his daughter, she lives right down here on the corner. If you talk to her, yeah, she can probably help you out, okay?
Well, thanks.
My pleasure. Take care.
The only lead we had was her father had died there. He had to be the cause of this.
Eddie believes that Rick could be this woman's father and decides to pay her a visit.
I was hoping to learn the circumstances of her father's death, the type of person he was, and maybe make some sense as to what was going on in my house.
Hi, can I help you?
Joan?
Yes?
Hi. I am Eddie Benitez. I just moved a few houses from here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think where your father used to live.
Yes, he did. Is that all?
Listen, I don't want to intrude, but I need to speak to you. It's about your father, Rick. Listen, please. There's many strange things happening in my house. My son is getting sick. I believe it's your father causing this.
Look, I have no idea what you're talking about. My father's name was Christopher. Now, if you don't mind, I've got things to do.
Listen, please.
Eddie is more confused than ever, and now he has absolutely no leads as to who Rick is and why he is hurting his son.
I had to try to find out other ways of figuring the situation out and what was going on with him. So I'm at the beginning of the road again.
That night, Eddie tries to work on his album, but is unable to concentrate. Although he has never been harmed, he now believes that the spirit world is far more powerful than he ever imagined. And he fears that he may not be able to help his son.
Listen. Take whatever you want. Just don't hurt my family.
Eddie realizes that the man is not an intruder, but the ghost that is haunting their house.
So now I become at a point where I'm more desperate. And this is where I say to myself, okay, I need outside help.
He begins scouring the internet.
One organization that caught my eye was the Arizona Desert Ghost Hunters.
He immediately sends them an email, hoping that they can remove the entity from his home.
Thank you.
That weekend, a team of investigators arrives at the Benitez home. Ann Martin is the founder of the Arizona Desert Ghost Hunters.
We decided to go and see if we can help him because he was having so much activity that we felt it was warranted to go and look.
Also a part of the team is Debbie Bennett, an intuitive who reads tarot cards, which give insight into the past, present, and future. The images on the cards trigger psychic visions, providing her with a deeper knowledge of what's going on in the house.
It opens up psychic responses to where all cards have different meanings, but whatever the question is, it's going to apply and give you the answer for that specific question. When I got the hangman, I felt the impression of the entity taking his own life. The Ten of Swords represents somebody who chose not to move on.
What does it all mean?
I'm sensing pain.
I could feel the presence of a very angry man. He didn't want me there. I could feel the energy of the entity getting angrier.
Who is it? What's his name?
I only see the letter R. And I'm afraid he'll do anything in his power to get you out. I'd like to perform a ritual to help you remove the evil spirit from your home.
Whatever you can do.
That night, Debbie performs a smudging on the house, a Native American ritual where sage is burned to cleanse the house of negative energy.
Smudging is used for protection from the spirit world.
Immediately after the ritual, Debbie no longer senses the ominous presence, believing that the spirit has gone to the other side. Over the next few days, there are no signs of any paranormal activity in the house, and Eddie Jr.'s health appears to be getting better.
The question was, would this return or not? Because you usually don't get rid of these things that easy.
Then, one night.
Shut up! Shut up! I'm just taking you, Maggie! Eat, Eddie! Sleep, Eddie! Take your meds, Eddie! What the hell is wrong with you? Are you stupid? Are you dead? Why don't you get on my back and leave me alone?
Eddie! Eddie!
He just looked at me like with this scary, awful look in his face and just lashing out at me, cursing at me. I was in shock.
Don't stay off my back! Eddie's right with me! Get off me!
Don't you touch me!
Feel it.
Give me the holy water! Now! There! Open it up!
He's trying!
Get rid of it! En nombre del Padre, del Hijo, del Espíritu Santo!
As I threw holy water on him, he's screaming, I'm burning, I'm burning.
Here, bring that chair. My mother stopped it. Yes!
I was going to perform the ritual that I had seen my mother perform many years ago.
In the name of the Father, the Hijo, the Espíritu Santo. Amen, Dios Todopoderoso.
Whitney, in your plate, I got the water now.
A glass of water and a plate! Harry!
nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Padre nuestro que estás en los cielos, hágase tu voluntad en tierra como en el cielo. Todos perdonamos a los que nos ofenden y nos ofenden. Tentación libre no, hermano.
Like his mother, Eddie places the glass and plate over his son's head, hoping to trap the evil spirit infesting his body. Soon after, life returns to normal for the Benitez family.
The house was at peace. We were very hopeful that it would continue.
Several days later, Eddie receives a surprise visit from Joan, the daughter of the previous owner.
You know, I'm sorry about the other day. You really caught me off guard.
I understand.
It's been so long since I've been in this house. It really brings back a lot of memories. Look, when I told you my dad's name was Christopher, it wasn't entirely true. His middle name was Richard. Only his closest friends and family called him Rick.
It was like the puzzle was starting to fall in place.
It's just really hard to talk about my dad. He went to prison for a long time, but when he got back, he just had a really hard time adjusting. Of course, I wanted to help, you know?
Sure.
So I rented him this house. Would you mind if I took a look around upstairs?
Oh, no, no, sure.
Just
if you want.
Just for a minute.
Sure.
Joan asks to see her father's old room.
Everything's in the same place.
Rick had the bed in the same position my son did, the dresser, and the flag on the wall in the exact same area.
He went to prison for a long time, but when he got back, he just had a really hard time adjusting.
Dad, look up!
I think I know why my father's trying to hurt your son.
Why? Why would he want to hurt him?
If my father were still alive today, he would be doing everything in his power to harm you and your family.
Eddie now understands that Rick was a violent racist, carrying on in death as he did in life, that he and his family were just targets of his hatred.
We were basically in his house. My son was still in his room, and he wanted to get rid of us no matter what.
Weeks later.
Feeling weird. My breathing became distressed. My body was trembling. I just felt like I was dying.
Eddie lapses into a deep coma. And doctors are unable to determine why. 3 days later, he mysteriously and miraculously regains consciousness.
Jordan, his eyes! Eddie! It's me, Myrna. No, my
I believe that maybe Rick was trying to make one final attempt to take a life, and he wanted mine.
Eddie fears for the safety of his family, scared of who Rick will target next, and decides to move out of the house. Because of this experience, Eddie's views on the supernatural have completely changed. Although he cherishes his unique gift, he now believes that the spirit world can be dangerous.
You know, I learned that evil can come in and take control of your life if you don't put a stop to it and deteriorate your body, your mind, and your spirit.